KCU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
There he is, the king, the czar, and also the servant of BECU, because all of us members, we kind of wear all the hats, don't we, Todd?
That's it, BJ. You got it.
And if you live or work or attend school in Washington State, you can be a BECU member. It is a great place to do your banking, like a lot of credit unions. They really, really are. You want all the info, go to BECU.org. Todd, good having you on the show as we're entering that season that, you know, nobody really likes. You got to get your taxes together.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love doing taxes.
Do you really?
Well, I love getting the tax return.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. If you're one of the fortunate ones, that's how you do it. Or if you somehow don't pay attention and realize, oh, some things changed and I didn't know. Now I got to pay. What the French fries? Oh man. And Todd, any advice at all for anybody as we go into this? Because do you know if we're getting any kind of delay, or is it still April 15th-ish? Any clue about that?
Well, it's actually April 18th.
April
this
what?
Year.
18th.
Yeah. But I have not heard of that, and I do not anticipate any extensions like we've had the last couple of years. So plan on having everything ready by April 18th. Now's a good time. Even if you owe money, it's okay to file your taxes. You can pay just so long as you pay by the 18th, you will not incur any penalties. So even if you owe money, if you think you're going to owe money, go ahead and get started so you're not crunched at the last minute to try to get everything done.
And that, of course, is Todd Peach from BECU. If you got a question, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
That's a text. It comes up in different variations, but I feel like this is like the most popular type of text. So this person says, I recently paid off all of my credit card debt, and my credit card and my credit score is still in the mid-600s. I own all my vehicles outright. I have less than $1,000 in student loans, and I've been a homeowner for the last 3 years, and I've never missed a mortgage payment. My wife even made me an authorized user on her credit card so that I could assume her credit history, which is perfect. What are some tips to raise my credit score into the 700s?
It's a great question. It seems very unfair. Now, we don't know the whole story, Todd, but you would think everything that he just said would make him like a great credit guy.
Yeah, it all sounds great to me. We have zero credit card debt. We have a mortgage that's getting reported paid as is. We have open credit, even though it doesn't have a balance. I think your problem is just time. Just because it took a long time to get down to that 600, and it's going to take a little bit of time for it to climb back up. Just because your credit history is based upon your past behavior. Your past behavior is not the last 30 days. So give it a little bit of time. Keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're doing a great job. So congratulations on that. Just give it a little bit of time, and it should climb right back up. And 6 months to it might take a year or so.
Oh, really? Okay, that's not horrible. I was expecting it to be longer because, like you said, who knows how long. Well, what happened, how it was that he got to the 600s.
Yeah, okay. And exactly. So, and it might be a year, it might be a little bit more, BJ. It's really hard to say, but just keep doing what you're doing and give it some time, and it will climb back into the 700s.
So that's about it, because he's got the house loan, which usually is a pretty good indicator, right? As far as like, if you're making your mortgage payments on time and you got the loan in the first place, is there anything else that he could do to sort of like start building up good credit, or is he really in good shape?
Well, just keep those credit cards open, and just maybe make a small payment or a small use them like very sparingly and just pay it off every month, just so the credit card companies don't close them on you. But between the house and the credit card, and then paying off that student loan, that's all you need. You don't need anything else. So you don't need an auto loan or anything else. So you should be, to me, you sound like you're golden. So just continue what you're doing. And again, give it a little bit of time, and it will creep back up.
We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you got any financial questions, 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. Don in Edmonds, you are on the rock.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I'm going through a divorce with the wife. We own the house, completely paid off.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at what's the easiest way to cash the other person out? What kind of loan?
Well, you're going to have to, if you're probably going to have to refinance, Dawn, and then do a quick claim deed, have her do a quick claim deed to give her a portion of the house to you. Are you prepared to take on the payments all by yourself? Or
I think he says paid off.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess you didn't say who's going to take over the house, you or her. But whoever it is probably going to have to refi or have the cash available to buy that person out and then have a quick claim deed signed so it's in 100% of that person's ownership.
Yeah, so I guess that's the question, Don, is like, you know, can you afford to start paying house payments on half the value of your home, or do you already have the cash that you could pay her off? Which is a beating, no. You know, you pay off your house, and next thing you know, you're like, this is where I am? Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. I'm not, you know, the marriage is one thing, but really the finances is what gets me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you as a dude, you
heartbreak,
you
know, smart break. Let's talk about your wallet.
I know, you build up your, like, it's an accomplishment, at least in my brain, to go, I paid off my house. Like, that's the holy grail for a person. Yeah. Is you pay off your house, like you really do own it. And we all call ourselves homeowners, but until you really pay the thing off, we're not a homeowner. We're a home, like, lender or whatever.
Well, in Texas, says it's cheaper just to keep her, Don.
I mean, right?
Well, that's
the advice Todd would give. But
a lot of people stay in marriages for that reason.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But I would look into refinancing, Don, because then it's going to be, you know, that it's going to be under, if it sounds like you're going to take over the house. And if that's the case, I would look at refinancing. And then through that process, though, we'll get a quick claim deed and it'll be 100% in your name. And then the financial institution will rely on your credit for the payments 100%. So then she would, you know, it sounds like, again, her, but then she would be free and clear of the home and you would own the home yourself.
And I don't know, you know, it's interesting, Don, I'll just throw this out there. You know, you guys lived in that house together. Think about the fact that, you know, you're going to be in that house by yourself, but it was your, like, you know, the two of yours house. I don't know if a start over thing is the best thing to do, but I mean, you never consider, like, what it's like to sort of be in that place, look at those walls, and you're also making payments, and you realize this was, you know, like, it's not your space. It was the space you both shared, and sometimes a fresh start's a good thing. You know, maybe just like
maybe sell a fresh coat of paint might be a little bit cheaper than that, BJ.
Well, you sell the house and then he just gets that lump sum of the house money and then he goes and does whatever he wants to do with it. Because right now is a good time to sell, Todd, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's a really good time to sell a house.
It's golden time to sell. It's just not a good time to buy. So
yeah,
it's a good time to refinance as well. We've creeped up a little bit, but interest rates are still really, really favorable. So,
refi sometimes is the better thing to do in this situation.
I mean, like you said, BJ, it depends what Don wants to do. Is if he's attached to that house and doesn't have any problems staying there and wants to stay there, then I would consider a refi. And if he's tired of, you know, those four walls, like you said, then I think your advice of a fresh restart is a great idea. So, there's a couple options. There's a few options here.
Yeah.
Speaking of houses, someone said my wife and I just bought our first house recently and made our first mortgage payment. Woo! Is it worth it to pay more on principal, say like $50 to $100 a month? Or what do you think is the recommended amount to pay over on principal?
Well, I mean, until we've had our emergency fund taken care of, until we have our retirement savings on track, I wouldn't pay anything more. Your home is probably the last debt I would be paying off, and that would be after emergency fund, after all my credit cards bills are paid in full, and after I'm on track for my retirement, then we can think about paying more on the mortgage. But I wouldn't do anything until we have those in place.
And what do you put on that? I mean, I know a lot of people should get a financial advisor, really, if they don't know about their retirement account. Are you saying, let's just say you got a 401k and you're paying as much as you can to that, or is it even beyond that for you in your mind, Todd?
In my mind, it's maxing it out, BJ. So it's taking, I think it's, if you're under 50, I want to say it's $20,000,
something. It's, yeah, you're in the ballpark, I think. Yeah.
It's give or take. It goes up about $500 a year. I want to say it's $20,500 if you're under 50, and then the $6,500 catch up if you're over 65, or over 50. So I would, you know, consider, you know, maxing that out. And once you get to that point, okay, then we can talk about paying down the mortgage debt. But that would be the last thing that I would consider.
If you could put 20 grand away, you know, to the 401k, like, which I would imagine, I don't know how many percent of people can actually do that every year, you know, whatever, because that's everybody. It doesn't matter if $10,000 a year or $1 million a year, you can only put whatever you said, 20 or 20, 25 in there, 20,500 in there. So if you can do that, though, you're in good shape if you can max out your 401k every year.
You are a multimillionaire, depending on your age, BJ. If you did this in your 20s or even 30s, you're going to be worth millions. And you know, when you get in this in your 60s, when you're ready to retire. So
yeah, I didn't do it. By the way, I didn't do that. Just so you know.
Okay.
I'm the catch up guy. Remember I said if you're over 50, you got to play catch up.
You're the 50 and older catch up.
You told me you were the mustard guy. What's going on?
What the heck?
Sorry.
I said I was the mustard guy prior to 50, Steve. That's why I don't have any money and I got to play catch up. You're absolutely right.
The earlier the better, BJ, as you know, and I know we know this, and you know, put the time value of money and the compounding on your side. I mean, you will be amazed how it grows over time. So that, you know, even if you only can do 1,000 or 2,000, just do something and do whatever you can and rein in your spending so you can do more.
And that's what you're saying, Todd, is that the compound interest that you'd make on your retirement is so much better than paying off the principal of your home. Like, that's why you want to hit the retirement first. Make sure you're doing everything that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And especially now interest rates are very low. So I'm assuming that interest rate on that mortgage is probably in that 3% range, give or take.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it is insane what people are getting for houses. Somebody posted on Facebook that they were selling their house and I know where they live, and they live in a nice part of, you know, they live in a nice part of the area, and they got almost $1 million over asking. With people overbidding, which I'm just like, are you kidding me? What? I mean, and again, they had a nice place, but I will say this, they weren't living on Mercer Island. So this was, you know, I mean, I was shocked to hear they got $1 million over asking price, because it's just that's the kind of place it is right now. So, yeah, you know, it's a good
over
time to be selling.
That blows me away. So, yeah.
I was like, good for them. But boy, it is not time to buy a house right now, I guess. Oy.
No.
Well, Todd, as usual, man, it's always good talking to you. If you didn't get a chance to get through on the phone lines, Todd is always willing to answer your emails. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And don't forget, man, BECU is a great place if you want to do your banking. They offer everything a regular bank can do, except the members are you, and the people running the place are members, so they're all working for each other, and they're not trying to make a profit for themselves, because that money goes right back into the credit union, and that's what's so great about a credit union. And all you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, and you can be a BECU member. Go to BECU.org. Todd, love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, BJ. Thanks so much.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.